Canada is also involved in the Afghan mission. Yet national security and the war on terror have been comparatively lower key issues in Canadian elections. Domestic issues such as government corruption and healthcare have proven to be decisive in the last two electoral outcomes. Due to this dynamic, national security has been left to the House of Commons with little pressure from the Canadian public to ensure the will of the people or accountability. Does this matter, though? If Canadians simply do not see foreign policy and national security as salient issues, then why should the House of Commons take their views into account? Well, consider this. Canada is the second largest country geographically, but with a scant population of 33 million. Do the math and you will see that it is in fact a very large undertaking to defend this country. Considering Canada's involvement in Afghanistan, the 2010 Olympics, and radical forces both at home and abroad, national security hasn't been so concerning in a generation. Canada by no means has to follow in lockstep with the United States foreign policy, but it is imperative for the issues to be brought into public discussion so Canadians can determine how our country is best able to protect itself, both at home and abroad. The last thing this country needs is a focusing event, such as the September 11th attacks, to engage Canadians on national security. If anything, such a focusing event could be a catalyst for irrational policymaking. With the 2010 Olympics approaching in less than 2 years, it should be more than enough incentive to bring security issues to the forefront of Canadian policymaking. For News 101 Commentary, I'm Phil Caudry.
And thanks to Phil for the last word on political commentary. And that's our program for Monday, April 21st, 2008. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. And if you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email us at news@citr.ca. Megan Turcotto produced this radio program. For more news, join us Friday. Actually, join us next Monday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, this is Katie Conley thanking you for listening. Stay tuned for Career Fast Track coming up next on 101.9 FM CITR.
UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
I got a job.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. And you're listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. And I'm your host, Philip DeRocher. Much of my work is based on an 18-month study that I did with 355 people over 18 months, where I help them find work that they love in 12 weeks or less, with a 72% success rate. And so everything I say on the air is a result of that study. But I will say that today is probably the most difficult show that I've ever had to give, because I'm realizing that what holds people back from getting everything they want in their careers, it affects, of course, your life as well, has to do with many other issues. And I'm going to be covering them today. There's going to be no order to the way that I say it. However, it's going to be where I'm at regarding this issue. It's 5:30 now. We're on for a half an hour. And if you have been looking for us, we've usually been on Tuesday at 3 p.m. and we've changed our time slot to 5:30 on Mondays because that is a wonderful time during which a lot of people ask themselves, am I doing what I want or how do I get more from my life? In today's show, what I'm going to refer to is I'm going to refer to two stories, two people. One of them is myself and the other is my best friend from Montreal. We are both going through similar situations and we are faced with some of the most difficult decisions around our careers. And we're noticing some very similar patterns. And I think if I share them with you, you might be able to relate to them and also relate them to your career. The first thing I want to mention is the issue of making a decision. What I've realized is that if you want to make a decision, two things happen. You're giving something up and you're getting something new. And so when you're making a decision, if you find that you're stuck in focusing on what you're going to be losing, then it's really, really hard to focus on what you're getting and to actually make the step. It takes a lot of courage to make a decision. But what I realize is some people are better than others at making decisions. And why is that? What I've observed is one of the reasons why it's easier for some people to make decisions, one of the reasons is because they focus on what they're going to get as opposed to what they're giving up. And so I see this a lot when you're 45, 50, 55, it happens even at 20. But in general, I notice this, and as you get older, you have more things in your life. And if you change your job, you might be focusing on what you're going to be losing, meaning the pay or the benefits. And that's a huge loss. And if you focus on that, it's almost impossible. It's debilitating to accept that loss if you focus on it that way. But if you could focus on what you're getting, and let me tell you, it takes a lot of faith to believe that things are going to work out if you're giving up something that's quite secure. And that's faith in yourself, faith that things are going to turn out well for you. And so I ask you now as you're listening, are you in a situation right now where you need to make a change and you're focusing more on what you're going to be losing or giving up as opposed to what you're going to be getting? So I ask you right now to think, what would you be getting after making this decision? What new things would come into your life? And to focus on that and see how your energy shifts from what you're going to be giving up to what you're going to be gaining. And this brings me to a second point, which is probably even more, it's so powerful that when you realize it in your own life, you may have already realized it, or you may not have realized it yet. And that is, if you choose to decide to do nothing, you're choosing to take responsibility for your life. And so if you're in a situation now where you hate what you're doing and you're choosing to stay there, you have two choices. You can either blame others and blame life and say others are at fault, or you can choose to say, it's my decision, this is my life, and I choose to stay stagnant. That's enough to break my heart. To actually accept the fact that you're deciding to not do anything is the definition of personal power. Personal power is the ability to see what's in front of you, making a decision and living with it. And so if you are stuck and you don't want to move, instead of complaining, you accept. And so anyway, everyone says to you, you hate your job. I do, but I'm choosing to hate it. That's powerful, but man, is that hard. And it's enough to make you want to cry, the fact to realize that I'm actually choosing to not move. But if you choose to not move, then if you can say to yourself, well, I'm choosing not to move, that's power. People will respect that for you. Well, respect that you've made that decision. The other choice is to say, well, I choose not to be satisfied with what I'm not liking. well, automatically that's going to force you to change your behaviors. And that is so difficult. So what I'm noticing from so many people, and I noticed that in myself, and I noticed that in my best friend, and we're both working on not being this way, but it's so difficult, is to realize that when we decide that we don't want what we currently have, or we want to make a change in an area in our careers, and we realize what the opposite of that is, that is changing our behavior, we then say, oh, I don't want to change my behavior, but I don't want to accept where I am at. And then I'm in purgatory, and that's really, really a difficult place to live. And so I realize I can't live on the fence. And you only have two choices. You either choose to decide to remain where you are, or you choose to make the change. Man, is that painful. I'm telling you, it's tough. My best friend is he trades money in Montreal, lots of money, millions and millions of dollars of it, hundreds of millions of dollars, in fact, and he makes a small percentage off that. And, well, a small percentage of a lot of money is quite a lot of money. So he's financially doing very well, but he's being faced with a challenge that he never thought was possible, doing what he loved. And it relates to you, who either is in work that you don't like or wants more from their life. And he calls it trading cost versus vision. I asked him on a trading floor, that is a floor where a lot of people trade bank money, how many on average are profitable, make money? And he said that last year, out of a floor of about 20, I believe, only two people made money. So I said, well, how do only two people make money out of 20? Why don't they fire everyone else? Well, the fact is, so few people can make money on this market. But what I've noticed is that's making money on trading money relates directly to your own life. And he said that it was this. He said that those trade on cost fail. Those who trade on vision are successful. Trading on cost is, for example, you buy a stock at a certain price and it goes down and you panic and you sell it. That's trading on cost because you panicked. But if you bought a stock and it went down and you had a vision of where it was going to go and it went down and you weren't swayed by it going down, you stuck to where it was going, and so you stuck by your guns. And that was the most powerful lessons he's learned from his mentor. He's very fortunate to have a mentor who taught him, do not trade on cost, trade on vision. So no matter how much it fluctuates, if you stay true to the purpose you went into the trade in the first place, then you can stick to it. And I'm going to refer to how that relates to your career in just a minute. We're about to go to break. Before we go to break, I invite you to join my Facebook group, Career Columnist, to remain current in your career, learn about the 6-step career model, and listen to wonderful videos on interviews and the only 3 reasons an employer hires you. Also, check our articles every Monday. We are the Career Columnist for 24 Hours Newspaper. This morning, we had a great article on interviews. Today's subject is a lot more somber, a lot more serious, and you also can access our information in other areas as well. We'll be back in 52 seconds.
Hi, everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
I gotta go.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. We've got a newly revamped website where you can listen to the previous 34 podcasted shows of Career Fast Track. In fact, all podcasted shows on this station, and they're very easy to use. You click and listen. Today's subject is the most difficult subject that I've had to share on the air on the subject of careers. Often people will call in, or people that I will work with will view me as an expert in an area to help them give the answers. And I realize that that's why they come to me. One of the things I'm also realizing is that the more I'm challenged by you, the listener, and people I work with, the more I grow and the more I'm faced with difficult decisions and evolution of my own career and how that translates to you. One of the best advices I ever received from a gentleman who was a successful author, he said, "Philip, the worst thing you could ever do is wait till you think your book is ready." And whether or not you want to be an author, the idea is, when are you ready to share your gift or your skill with the world? He said, share what you have right now, and as you grow older, your client or your customers or the people that love your work will grow with you. And so what he said, start now and you'll attract a certain customer. And so when I started out, it was attracting a resume, those who needed resumes, and then it was cover letters, and then it was interview skills, and then it got more sophisticated salary negotiations, and then it led to the difficult, most difficult questions we're facing, which is, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? What's a good fit for me? Where will I be happy? And I think the last two frontiers where I'm dealing with right now most is the area of taking responsibility for your life and being profitable in the areas of running your own business. Those are two frontiers that haven't been addressed much on the show. And by the way, next week we're having the CEO of Duran Systems on the air, and he is a entrepreneur at heart, and he and I are going to do a series called Test Your Business Idea. And if you're considering starting your own business, you can call the show at 822-2487, 604-822-2487, and tell us your business idea in detail or not, and he'll say whether he thinks you can make money at it. And it's an area I find missing in business development. Or starting your own business, 10 million people have ideas, but can you make money at it? And it's not about, it's about money and happy. So you already are happy. Let's make you some money. And today's show is about taking responsibility for your career and your life. And I was referring to a story of my best friend before the break about how he trades millions and millions of dollars of bank money, and he makes a small percentage of that, makes very good money, five figures, aiming for six, and rather six figures, aiming for seven. So financially does well and he loves his job, but he is face-to-face with some of those difficult decisions he's ever had to deal with, and that is taking responsibility, which means this. Before the break, I was talking about how only 2 out of 20 people made money in his trading floor, and I said, why is that? And he said, well, it's because most traders trade on cost versus vision. So when you buy a stock and it goes down, those who traded on cost panic and sell, and they never make money, and they're always at the control of the market, meaning the market controls them, and they are completely lost. And when turmoil hits, which it always does in the market and in your life, you get pushed off your bearings. And when you're pushed off your bearings, you don't know how to make decisions anymore because you feel lost. And this is what happens to so many people in their careers. They feel lost because some unexpected event has occurred and destabilize them. And the reason why they've been destabilized is because they focus mostly on what the cost is versus their vision. So let me take this to the next level. The next level is you trade on vision, and then suddenly you place a trade and you realize that you've made the wrong choice. You didn't take all factors in consideration. And that is realizing at that point that you've made a mistake, and that is having the humility to change. That, dear friends, is the second most impossible thing to change. And I work with people over and over, and I just see this so much. To have people change their behaviors, we're up against two things. One is you're trading on cost, which is you're at the whim of the market, and so you're all over the map, up and down, so there's no focus. And the other is if you commit to something and you've made a mistake, you won't admit it, and so you stick with it for the rest of your life. How many of you are in careers or relationships, for that matters, where you've stuck to something where it was a mistake in the first place, and you know it, but you're not changing it. So lack of commitment causes no focus. Too much commitment causes unhappiness. And so this, my dear friends, is the art of life right here, which is to trade on vision, but realize that when you've made a mistake, to change your decision. And that takes an immense amount of humility, and that's taking full responsibility for your life. So I have a question for you now. Are you taking full responsibility for your life? Are there decisions that you're delegating to other people? One of the saddest things I've realized is that when you do not decide on the core issue in your life around your career, it then becomes about the little things for the rest of your life. So, for example, you're in a career and you decide that you want to, for example, change positions or go back to school or something like that, and you decide not to do it. That's power. I choose not to do it. Now, what's the consequence? I may not be satisfied with my career, but for now I'm going to focus on other areas of my life. That's powerful. But if you want to go, for example, back to school and you do not accept that decision and you don't take responsibility for it, you might start blaming other people or other things for why you're unhappy. Suddenly you don't like your coworkers. Suddenly you don't like your boss. Suddenly you don't like your relationship. Suddenly you're bored with life. And it starts to affect many areas of your life. And the next thing you know, you can actually sustain arguments with millions of things in your life when in the end, all it really was your decision to not go back to school or to change your position or to decide on any other kind of change that you needed to do. Move to a new country, make some kind of move like that. So if you're relating with today's conversation, I want you to think about your life. And I want to think about how you not taking responsibility for your life is, what is it costing you? So are you willing to accept the costs of not doing anything? And if you are, that's great, then say so. I was working with a lovely young lady about a week ago who couldn't decide on a career move, and that was to go back to school or not. And her time frame was about 8 months from now. And one of the best things we did, her and I, was to say, well, why don't we bring your decision-making to an earlier stage and not make it so long-term? Because so many things happen over a long-term. Often I see people who are stuck in a decision are stuck because they look at making a decision that is too far from now. So break that large decision to smaller ones. So what she decided to do was by a certain date, had she not found work, she'd go back to school. And that really reduced her anxiety around this decision. She said, well, I'm not really making a decision. I said, sure you are. You're making a decision to decide by then. That's a decision. We have 8 minutes left on the show. We're talking about your ability to look at life at cost or based on vision. And it's also about taking responsibility for your life and making some hard decisions. And sometimes you can sit on the top of a mountain for as long as you could and meditate or pray, but in the end, sometimes you have to move your body. Your spirit is still in your body. And this is not I don't talk much about faith and spirituality on the show, but when times are tough, there are a few resources you need to rely on, and a few of them are having faith that things are going to turn out okay, having people you love, and taking action. Sometimes you have to take action in your life, and if you don't, things don't change. So this show is about taking that action you need to do to make the change, because you've meditated enough, you've prayed enough, you've complained enough, or not complained, you've communicated enough to your friends and your family, you even maybe talked to a psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor to deal with this issue, but nothing's changing. Sounds to me like you have to change your behavior, make a decision. We'll be back in 40 seconds.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
I gotta go.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm your host, Philip DeRocher. This is a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. If you already haven't had a chance, please join our Facebook group, Career Columnist. On it, you'll see and read the newest, latest theories on finding work you love, from not knowing what you want to actually getting what you want. We have some wonderful videos, recently interview gems that we've included, which I think you'll get a kick out of. And links also to the shows here at Career Fast Track. If you haven't had a chance, also read our 24-hour column in 24-hour or our career column in 24 Hours newspaper every Monday morning. And we dovetail that article with today's show, 5:30 every Monday, newly moved from Tuesday at 3 p.m. Today I'm talking about a very serious decision, one rather serious conversation, one I've never touched on the show. And it relates to our ability or inability to make decisions in our life to move forward. And that is getting unstuck from where you might be in your career. And so I've shared a story of my best friend in Montreal who trades millions of dollars and realizes that when you trade your on cost versus vision, you're often at the mercy of what happens around you. And for those of you who feel like a feather in the wind, that is a very perfect example of that. Now, one thing I want to acknowledge, you right now, is have you appreciate that being in a difficult position in your life is completely acceptable and a normal process of life. And the worst thing you could ever do is make it wrong. Making yourself wrong for where you are is probably even worse. It isn't probably, it is worse than actually being wrong. That is the slope, a very slippery slope to go down. So what I would encourage you to do is to accept that if you are in a difficult position and you need to make a decision in your life, to accept that you are in a difficult situation and realize that it is a difficult decision. And my father one day told me, he says, no matter what, it's going to be an uncomfortable outcome, because in the end, you're giving something up to get something new. And when he told me that, it made me appreciate how sometimes even the best things in life, for example, moving into a new home or having a child, is a change. You're giving up an old lifestyle and you're acquiring a new. And that has a certain level of sadness, but we don't hear it. A certain level of loss. We don't hear it. That's a huge stressor in people's lives. And if it weren't for the need to procreate and the need to have a mortgage for some reason, we wouldn't do it. And so for careers, many don't do it because there's no one forcing them and they're earning a paycheck and they're filling the void with other areas of their life. And so the commitment of the show is for you to actually make the change in behaviors to move forward in your life. And how do you do that? One is to realize trade on vision, not on cost. And the other is to take responsibility. If you choose to stay where you are now, accept that you're staying there and to choose it. No longer complain. And when people say, do you love your job? You say, no, but I accept not loving my job. That's powerful. People respect that. But I'll tell you, when you do that, it is a very vulnerable place to be in. But it is the definition of personal power. So before I leave you, I want to give you a piece of homework. And that is to completely accept where you are in your life and tell your people around you where you are and accept that and say that you accept it. Whether it's going well or not well, accept it. And if you're ready to make a decision to change, then do that. But if you're not willing to change, then just say, I'm deciding to accept where I am right now.